dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug, and then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you all right, mate?
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Welcome Friday, taking it to more than weekend, folks. Glad to have you along with us. Doug and Daddy Show right here at Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Looking forward to bringing you up to the lunch hour. Everybody knocks off and heads to the lake, heads to the golf course, heads to wherever it is you may be this weekend.
Work.
Heads to just starting the grill. I think a lot of people just get off work and they say, screw it. Honey, I'm going out to start the grill.
What if people have to work this weekend?
You know what? That's too bad because it's really... You know, I'm not looking forward to the wind blowing 35 mile an hour like they say it's going to. Well, why would that surprise us after the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Doug and Daddy Show with you on this last Friday of May. How is that possible? But we are glad to be here with you as summer gets going officially this weekend, or at least that's what, you know, the government tells us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you on the program today. And if you want to email the show, all you have to do is, why do you got to be that way?
Because I was seeing if you had saw it yet. The top 10.
Oh, no. Yes. You're such a weirdo.
I just wondered if you saw it yet.
I mean, I was going to take the day off, but I listened to Wednesday's show, and obviously I have to come back. Had some bacon today. Pretty fired up about that. Pretty fired up about that. Hey, it is Friday. Coming up, Colin was talking about it here in the last couple of segments. Vegas, why not keep you in a good mood? We're going to Vegas with Mike Perenio, the director of race and sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay. Get his thoughts on the wackos that bet the Indianapolis 500. And, of course, we'll get to hear Daddy's version of my Indiana home on the program today.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, I'm guessing we will. I don't know. I don't know. I'm
yes,
just guessing we will.
Back home again.
No. Indiana. Please, once okay. Will be plenty. Once will be plenty. So Mike's coming up on the show today, and once again, nothing from you?
No.
Imagine that. We won't be here Monday, so that's got to be good news for everybody. We will have baseball throughout the weekend. We'll be catching up on basketball as well with the NBA playoffs. Ron Artest was probably going to be left home when they headed back to Phoenix until he just got a horrible shot and picked up the air ball and scored last night, and the Lakers win it tonight. One of the most interesting NBA games, I think, in quite a while. Boston-Orlando. Is Boston the real deal and good enough to win an NBA title, or do they lose tonight and then everybody in the world thinks Orlando? And you know what? It scares me already. I don't even think we have to wait till the end of the show for this prediction. Everybody's talking up Orlando. Everybody's on Orlando. And now, slightly, we heard it from a couple analysts this morning on ESPN, and as closer it gets to game time, no, Boston's going to win. They're at home. They're more experienced. They're going to win. But for 3 days or 2 days now, it's all about Orlando, all about Orlando, who everybody buried, obviously. Just do whatever. I mean, it's like the coach with the two-point conversion chart, when to go for it. Every analyst has it right there. If series is 2-1, then say. If series is 3-0, then say. If series is 3-2 and game is at home, then say. If it's 3-2 and it's on the road, then say. It's always the same thing, and it doesn't matter the sport. Baseball, basketball, hockey, wherever there's a best of five, best of seven in the playoffs.
Thanks for bringing up that two-point conversion chart, because I need to add that on my list of things to talk about Coach Morris. There was a couple instances last year weren't good. I've got to get that straightened out with him before the season starts. So I appreciate that. Doug, Royals, big win last night.
Four hits, and they found a way to win. Usually they don't, and yeah. Great.
You know what? The base is loaded in the fourth. Base is loaded in the fourth.
Zero!
Nobody
scored
out.
Zero!
Yeah, you thought, oh, that's exactly what Boston does. You get two little flares that people make really good plays on, so now there's two outs. And then you get the can of corn hit the center field. Just perfect way to end the inning. And you thought, well, that's the game, but find a way. And with the help of some walks from Boston, appreciate that as always. Three more games up with the Red Sox on Memorial Day weekend. Gosh, you know what? Seven games out. They're not in last place right now.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Royals actually are home Memorial Day against the Angels. This isn't a road trip. It's just a one swing out there to Boston and back home to take on what's always a good team in the Angels. Daddy, I was working right up until the show started this morning, confirming that everything is ready to go for the Ord Open. I know folks are traveling there right now. I have confirmed that. And anybody that is at the course, feel free to give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN. I know practice rounds currently going on, and with the wind and the red-hot greens that there are at the Open, it could be even tougher than usual. The wind blowing and the pin settings, I know my buddy Rod up there who's going to be slapping those in that hill. He's going to take that into consideration and maybe, you know, when they know it's hard and fast and dry and windy, they don't always put it in the roughest spot. So, you know, I'm just checking on that.
And I'm going to give the phone number right now for those of you traveling north. I'm going to slow it down for you because I know. 888-455-3776. If you're traveling north, we'd love to hear from you. Just let the wind blow you up.
I know there are some people traveling to Ord right now that will be in my flight. See, so I'm a lot happier about that right now. Heading north, getting ready, practice rounds today.
How many people, how many entries we get in the Ord Open?
Over 100.
Over 100?
Yeah.
Play Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Calcutta, Saturday night.
I wouldn't know. I don't know. I play. I go have a little meal. I go nighty-night. I'm back out to the range. Back out to the range.
You're there at three. You're there at
some
three
balls
till.
Around. And then I'm back out on the range, then I'm doing a little practice chipping and putting, then I go get a little sandwich,
Derek,
maybe a banana.
What do you think?
Then I'm back out.
If his tee time is 11:10, what time, the over-under on Doug Duda showing up is what, 11:06?
I'd go 11:08.
That's so true.
Don't forget also today on the show, your last chance to win tickets to the Styx Foreigner Kansas concert at the Hartland Event Center in Grand Island coming up Tuesday night. Also, we're going to give you a chance to go see the Darts and Truth Movement at the Garage here in Kearney on Saturday night. So let's just do that right now.
Baby Ruth! Yeah.
Sorry, Derek. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Truth Movement featuring Corey Feldman. Yes, for those of you that are daddy's age, you know him from Goonies, Stand By Me, and the Bertrand Class of 92.
And he is still alive. Damon thought he died.
No, it's the other Corey. It's the other Corey. The Darts and, of course, Truth Movement at the Garage, Kearney's newest hotspot. Saturday night show starts at 9:30. If you want tickets, I'm going to give out to the first three callers. First three callers, Derek, you get over there, you hammer it out. First three callers at 888-455-3776, we're giving tickets to. Then later in the show, we'll send you over to Styx Kansas Foreigner. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. People, you're coming into town, you're leaving town, you want something fast to get to eat. Or you're coming in and you're just exhausted and you want someplace where you can take the kids. Godfathers. And folks, if you were here last year in Kearney, don't go out to 56th. There's a gas station.
56th Avenue N, you get.
Yeah, there's a gas station, but there's not going to be any Godfather's Pizza because they're in their new location at North 2nd and 42nd in the Archway Plaza. That's right by Complete Nutrition and all our friends up there at Godfather's Pizza. And the buffet, only $6.50. Are you kidding me?
Salad bar's with that.
You know, it always surprised me that they're rolling in from the big city, Kansas City, Denver, Omaha, maybe bigger. $6.50 for a buffet? Yeah. What? No, that's not for the kids. That's for you. That's for the adults. Everything you like, plus there's some monkey bread, plus the complete salad bar. And if you don't want that, they'll put you up a pizza. How about one of their great calzones? They're open from 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday. Friday and Saturday is 11 to 11. And they will deliver 234-9444, 234-9444. Godfather's Pizza. Stop by and see them today. And if you stop in at the new location, don't forget, Daddy has tested and approved the crane game in the kids' area.
Yeah, and if you get that little blue dinosaur out of there, his legs caught under this monkey.
I will, you know, call me because I want to give you a special reward right on the air right here. I'll give you an extra attaboy pat on the back if you get that damn dinosaur out of there.
They almost had to call security for you because you were thinking about tipping the machine.
Well, I was going to get a little rough with it. I got a little angry. And, no, okay, I'll admit it. There weren't kids in there. I apologize for the language. I apologize to the management. It just happened.
The crane game. As we get into fair season, Daddy will be stalking small town fairs and county fairs looking for the crane game and the game that pushes the quarters off with the Bulldogs.
Oh, that's frustrating, too. Hey, Phil Steele has revealed his top 10. Athlon came out with theirs. Nebraska was 7th.
So you're talking about college football?
College football, yes.
Yeah, they're 8th, aren't they?
No.
No, okay.
No.
So after 8th and 10th and 7th in the three.
Okay, the three that came out. So Phil Steele, people have been waiting for this. A lot of people, Phil Steele's got an amazing, amazing library of statistics, and his book comes out. It's really second to none. And interesting to find that people were shocked that Nebraska was maybe 7th in Athlon. Maybe they were shocked that they were 8th, maybe even as high as 10. People were still shocked. Well, folks, Phil Steele has got them higher than 7th.
Whoa, hold on. You can't tell it yet. I know you don't know anything about radio or shows, but we do it after the break, obviously. Our winners? Who's going to see Corey Feldman, Truth Movement, and the Diets at the Garage tomorrow night?
We got Dean from Hastings, Doug from Kearney, and Hallie from Comstock all heading down there.
All right. Good.
That's going to be fun. That's a good potpourri.
That is. That's kind of a little everywhere there.
Kearney, Hastings, Comstock.
Nice. Comstock's coming back, baby.
Really?
August. If you haven't been keeping up, it's been purchased, and there will be concerts in Comstock this August. And in the next, I think it's about 3 weeks, they'll be announcing who all is in. And it's going to be good. That's what they're telling us. It's going to be good. I guess we'll have to take their word for it, and we'll let you know about all of that as we pass it along. People that write books for emails, I appreciate that. That's good stuff. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll hit your emails. We'll talk the NHL. Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay, director of Race and Sportsbook, joins us when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 15 up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
The Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier seeks and destroys pollutants in your house by producing highly activated oxygen that puts negatively charged ions in the air to seek and destroy odors, pollen, germs, bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew, leaving your home smelling fresh as a rain shower. The Mountain Air Home Purifier can relieve symptoms associated with allergies, asthma, and respiratory problems. Without complicated dials or settings and no filters to replace, get your Mountain Air Whole Home Purifier at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, Grand Island.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget, Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Carmel.
You look a bit under the weather.
Even in summer, weather postpones and delays events. When the weather threatens, remember your weather threat button on ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Interstate All Battery Center. Every battery for every need. Every cancellation for every kind of weather on ESPNSuperstation.com. A service of Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 88 for high. Southeast winds will also stay breezy around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies then stay clear tonight with a low of 64. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Back home again.
Oh, there you go, Danny. Back home in Indiana. Would you like to introduce?
Still shining bright through the sycamores for me. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. No, no. We can't trivialize the great one for Sticks tickets. No, you go ahead. No, just can't do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Jim Nabors.
Back home again in Indiana.
Oh, that's just so... And
you realize the percentage of the people listening to this show that know who Jim Nabors even is?
The gleaming
how sad that makes us.
Well,
how old we is. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox. How many times will we hear about Boston's age finally catching up with him? Mark in Minden. Mark, you'll hear about that until Boston is either eliminated or they win the NBA championship. Let's find out if that's going to happen. Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, where I'm sure things are hopping on this extended weekend. Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, how's it going? You should hear my voice when I sing. It's just like Jim Nabors.
See, there's always a lot of, you know, and I've never understood this, Daddy. Maybe you can help me out here, Mr. Obvious. There always seems to be a little more singing behind the teller window there at the Racing Sports Book than there is on the other side.
They're usually taking your money.
We also dance once in a while when nobody's looking.
Let's see. They didn't cover the money line, but they also didn't cover the spread. Tweener! We got the tweener! Mike, does anybody bet the Indy 500 out there?
Yeah, there's a little bit of betting on it. It's not probably as big as NASCAR. But yeah, we've had Indy odds out for quite a while. Indy has gotten a little top-heavy because they've got like five cars. There's five cars out of all of them that have any chance of winning unless there's a, you know, huge wreck on the front end. And when it's down to the five Penske Racing Team cars and nobody else has a shot, you know, there's less betting interest on it.
Obviously, Castro Neves would be the favorite with the poll. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's the favorite. Scott Dixon, you know, is pretty close behind his teammate Briscoe. The only one that's decent odds is the guy whose name I really like a lot, Will Power, and he's like 8-1. And he's part of the Penske team too, and they have the fastest cars, and it's pretty top heavy. It's tough to find any value in betting the Indy, although it's still a great spectacle.
So if Danica Patrick comes out and just bashes her team and says she has no chance of winning, what does that do to her odds?
They're going to keep her odds pretty low anyway.
She's the Chicago Cubs of racing.
She's traditionally run pretty well. I mean, we've got a bet on her to finish in the top three, and you can still get 7-1 on yes, she will finish in the top three. So That's pretty good odds that you won't. You got to lay 1,300 to win 100 that you won't finish in the top three, and that might be a lot of odds, but it's probably a good wager if you want to bet like 13,000 to win 1,000.
Mike, I guess with everything kind of winding down in NHL, NBA, just getting down to the finals now after the next couple, 3 days, you look ahead, obviously Memorial Day, much different than Labor Day. Labor Day, you're in full force going crazy, kind of a slow time for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 day holidays are always nice in Vegas. People come in, drive in from California. You know, the Lakers series always brings a lot of people driving in from California too. So I'm sure we'll have quite a few people storming the book on Saturday for the Lakers Suns matchup. And you know, both teams have fan bases that can drive into town. So that's the matchup right now where we're getting almost all our money. And it's just the convenience of driving in here. And the Lakers looked like they were asleep yesterday, and now they still got a chance to close them out at Phoenix, which could happen. But looks like Boston, you know, to be honest with you, the team this year's Boston team's way better than the team that killed the Lakers before. And it doesn't seem like Boston should really have any problem winning the NBA this year, at least in my opinion.
Mike Berenio from Mandalay Bay joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, what kind of a line bias does that automatically build in for the Lakers, for USC, for anybody when there's that many people from California that drive in and they don't bet the other side normally?
Yeah, that it's especially true in college basketball. You're right about USC, UCLA. UCLA was worse in the old days. They just don't put any good teams together, so even their fans aren't betting them usually in football. But USC is a tough one. It'll adjust the line a little bit to start with, and you know, we're pretty wise on doing stuff like that. And in football, it's, you know, a point here is not going to make a huge difference on whether we win or lose normally. But we do take into account what kind of action we get, and we obviously get action on all the California and even Arizona teams in a disproportionate amount.
Mike Perenio is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Mike, as we take a look at some of the other events that are going on, what's going on? UFC 114, I believe, is this weekend?
Yeah, it's big here. We've actually got the expo here at Mandalay Bay. It's the fights are at MGM, our sister property. But we've got the two-day expo. It's a meet and greet, and they have all kinds of in our convention rooms. It's a good thing to go to when we have these fights, either at our place or at MGM, because of these expos where you get to meet people, meet the fighters. They have demonstration. It's a big ticket, and we've actually had Dana White in here doing a radio show in our sports book yesterday, maybe today. And so it's a big deal, UFC. It's slowly and surely, because of the quality of heavyweight boxing, there's really not a lot of draw for boxing except for the few Pacquiao Mayweathers, really about it. And then UFC, the only thing with UFC is they oversaturate it a little too much. They have so many fights nonstop that I think if they reduce the number of fights, it'd be even bigger when they do have them. And so they'll get used to it, but it wouldn't surprise me within the next 5 years that we take more money in on UFC fights than we do on boxing, unless two huge heavyweights with some personality come pop out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's certainly what's going to save the sport. Derek, what's the next big bout out there, Derek, in the nation's eyes?
You know, they got a big fight this weekend in Germany with Klitschko taking on a Polish fighter by the name of Albert Sosnowski, and both the Klitschkos are the reigning heavyweight champions. But I think Mike's probably right with the heavyweights being kind of the glamour division and what brings the casual fans in. You've got all these European fighters being, you know, with the Klitschkos. You got Ruslan Shagaev out of Russia. You got a lot of Europeans and Russian guys that are dominating the heavyweight scene right now. But Mike, I myself am kind of a crazy boxing fan, and I enjoy watching the welterweights on down a little more than the heavyweights, just for pure punch output and things like that. But I think you're right, the heavyweights is where what brings the casual fans in.
Yeah, and it's been big. You're right about the lighter weights. It's nonstop action. I mean, I remember seeing fights with the smaller weights that are just from the minute the bell rings till the end. nonstop hitting each other in the head, and they can't knock each other out because they don't, they're not big enough. But we've got a big, nice fight coming here Saturday, July 31st here at Mandalay with Juan Diaz against Juan Manuel Marquez. And I'm really looking forward to that. That should be a pretty big fight. It's here at Mandalay. So if people are interested in coming out for that fight, it's a great one to come out. And tickets are still available, at least for now, on that. They've got the one at Yankee Stadium, too, that's pretty interesting with Yuri Foreman and Cotto. That's an interesting matchup. And so there's a lot of boxing going on, but like you said, it's mostly lower weight people. And Klitschko could win that fight with a broken hand. There's no competition for the heavyweights. There's just aren't any. What is he, 38 years old, and no one's even come close?
Yeah, I think he's turning 39 coming up in July. But you mentioned that Diaz-Marquez fight. That's a rematch. Their first fight took place in February of 2009. It was the fight of the year for 2009. An outstanding fight. Ended in a ninth-round TKO, but great, great fight.
So what do you think, Daddy? Right after
Big
12?
We're really looking forward to that fight. It should be another great one.
Mike Predio joins us. I'm interested in the wager of the day. Let's make it on the Magic Celtic game tonight. And there's always some props out there. What should we be looking at tonight, Mike? Should we look at the spread, the over under, the first half, or is there something else out there you like?
You know what? Until the final rounds, we don't have a lot of propositions. We have props as far as team to score first. And I like usually the teams, the home teams are good on that prop, but you usually have to lay a little bit. And, you know, we've got the Stanley Cups coming up here Saturday, which, be honest with you, we've had a lot more people cheering for the Stanley Cup than the NBA, which is surprising. These matchups have been pretty good in the NHL, and you got the Flyers and the Blackhawks, so... the NBA obviously is hoping for Celtics Lakers. That'll be their marquee matchup, and rightly so. And I think the Celtics probably should end that series tonight.
Mike, when you're talking hockey, are you strictly talking odds like baseball, or are you talking giving up goals?
You know, you can do it either way. We have both options available. You know, you got the over/under, then the puck line, where the Blackhawks on the money line are 2-1 favorites. But if you want to give up a goal and a half, you can turn them into a 150 dog and hope they win by two. And I'm kind of a fan of the puck line, strictly because you know they have the empty net. You know, if you're up 1-0. There's at least a good shot that you'll end up 2-0 if they clear the empty net and take the goalie out. It happens all the time. So I don't like laying 2-1 on anything. I'm not a big favorite player, but I'll same thing with baseball. I'll lay the run line in baseball and take rather than lay 220 with the Yankees, I'd rather lay 130 and hope they win by two runs, especially in the American League. I like to lay that run and a half in baseball.
Mike, I don't know if you can see it where you're sitting right now. Do you know what the Huskers' odds are? Have they changed much?
No, we haven't even put them out yet. We're waiting still on, they're going to put those out a little later in the year and see how things are going. But you know, obviously with their schedule this year, they should have a good chance of being really good. And in the future, if they're in the what they call the Big Ten now, they'd probably really be good in that conference. But I sentimentally, I hope that never happens.
Maybe we'll be able to make a wager on that here in the near future. Mike, before we let you go, as always, the director of the Race and Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay, you talked about a couple of the events that are coming up. Obviously, a big weekend for you guys, a fight in a couple of months, but I'm sure there's some other things that are going on. If folks are looking to come out to Vegas, we always try to point them your way.
Yeah, you know what? Besides the sports and our sports book, which is a huge draw, Mandalay Bay's got the beach and the pool, which is like the world's biggest pool with sand beaches and a wave pool. And now in the summertime, we have concerts out there. And I know you guys have been bugging me like crazy to get tickets for that Adam Lambert concert out there. Maybe it was the Backstreet Boys. But they have tons of concerts out there, and people come out here. It is so much fun. They clear the chairs out at Sand Beach, water. You can swim during the concert. And It's amazing. No one else has that kind of thing in their casino or hotel, or even if you go to California, there's nothing where you can have a huge concert out there on a beach scenario with a giant pool, and they're fun. I go to those all the time, and they have really good concerts out there.
They let you drink out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They've even got a little casino out on the beach now, so you can watch the concert, then go play some blackjack, go back and forth, and we've got Moray, which is our adult-themed pool, which is nice, too.
You know, Daddy, maybe you found your connection. Maybe Mike can get you that backstage pass to Adam Lambert. Hey, Mike, enjoy the weekend. Don't work too hard, and we always appreciate the time you give us here in Nebraska on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it too, guys.
How many thongs you saw today?
Just walking by my office?
Yeah.
A lot.
Mike, take care, buddy.
All right.
Mike Paredio, director of the Racing Sportsbook. Always, if you're heading out from Nebraska, stop by, see Mike. Great guy. He'll take care of you at the Mandalay Bay. And as they always say, they really take care of their horse players as well. And we know there's a lot of folks that go out not only for that but other things all year long. Mike Paredio. And you know what, Daddy? When you're at Vegas, and I've heard this about you, maybe you don't quite get as much sleep as you should. You want to keep your energy going while you're in Vegas, brother.
Well, that's why it's so important that you check out Complete Nutrition and you check out Charger. That's where it's at. You want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Well, Complete Nutrition's got it. It's finally here. Thank God they came to Kearney. Complete Nutrition. They're sitting right up there, 42nd and 2nd Avenue, right on 2nd Avenue. It's just a perfect location. You want weight loss, increased energy, burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you those fast results. You know, pack on hard muscle, increase strength and stamina. Complete Nutrition, once again, delivers hardcore gains. Complete Nutrition, right north, Sunmart, 2nd Avenue, 42nd and 2nd. For more information, check them out on the web, CompleteNutrition.com, or call 338-1-FIT. Look, feel, perform better.
When we come back, we have got Daddy breaking down Phil Steele's top 10 college football for the upcoming season, plus tickets to Styx Foreigner in Kansas next Tuesday, coming up at the Heartland Events Center, and Derek's prediction on the NHL Finals. All that still to come after this.
With a certified pre-owned Porsche, the sound of over 60 years of race-bred engineering is closer than ever and enhanced by both a comprehensive inspection and an unprecedented warranty. The Porsche CPO Limited Warranty delivers coverage similar to a new Porsche and has been named Best Luxury CPO Warranty from IntelliChoice for the second straight year. Visit your authorized Porsche dealer to learn more. Porsche, there is no substitute. IntelliChoice.com is a registered trademark of Automotive.com LLC. October 2009 review of 32 manufacturer programs.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles. Brands like GE, Maytag, and LG are more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through June 2nd, U.S. only, see store for details.
The smell of smoke, the sizzle of meat, the endless compliments from your friends. Your Traeger grill makes it easy. And now it's time for you to be a part of history at the first ever Traeger Nationals Amateur Barbecue Contest, June 26th in Kearney. Whether you enter to win or just to have some fun and learn from other Traeger grill owners, it's all for a purpose. To raise money for the Nebraska Firefighters Museum. Plus, anyone that enters will qualify for free pellets for life. For more information or to enter, visit TraegerNationals.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 88 for high. Southeast winds will also stay breezy around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies then stay clear tonight with a low of 64. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kansas sticks Foreigner. Tuesday. Heartland Events Center, Grand Island. It's your chance to win tickets. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. If you have not won tickets, now is your chance. And here is the trivia question you have to answer. Garrett Whittles hit in his 51st consecutive collegiate baseball game yesterday. That is the second longest hitting streak in collegiate baseball history. Who holds the record for the longest hitting streak in college baseball history, and what school did he attend? I need the name of the player and the college that he played for that holds the longest hitting streak in college baseball history. 888-455-3776, and Derek will take care of that, and we'll get you set up for Sticks Kansas and Foreigner Tuesday night at the Heartland Events Center. In the meantime, let's take a look at the Dent Popper inbox.
We go to the Dent Popper inbox, and it's rather lengthy from Aaron and Carney, so I'll sum it up for you. And basically, it's a frustration email about our Royals, and it just says, "Hey, guys, watching the Royals last night, because I'm a gullible person and still think they're going to turn this thing around. Well, I know we won last night. I have a bone to pick. So in the top of the fourth, Chris gets on, basically no one out. He steals second, 1-0 count. Why would you not have Pasetnik bunt him over? Get him to third, opportunity to score, nobody out, yada yada. Okay? Why not play a little small ball? Aaron says, and manufacture some runs.
You don't bunt guys from second to third, you bunt guys from first to second, Aaron.
Well, he's just saying, play some small ball, get the run in, make sure you get the run in. When runs were at a premium last night, looked like it could be a pitcher's battle. Things are going well. I understand what he's saying. Oh, and the fact we even got Chris Getz pisses me off because of who we had to give up for him. Mark Tian. I still believe Tian is a much better player than Getz. Just confused and frustrated, I guess. How much longer can fans like us keep rooting for our teams? The Royals and Pirates both. We still have the money. We don't even try and make a splash in free agency. For now, I'm still a diehard Royals fan. Thanks for the email, Aaron.
We have a winner for our tickets. What do you got?
Russ from Shickley, the winner there.
Whoa! Russ! Shickley! He knew that the answer is Robin Ventura, set the record in 1987 while at Oklahoma State University, and Garrett Whittles is trying to catch him. He's got 51, and 58 is the number. And, of course, the thing with Whittles is playing at the collegiate he plays at, it's Florida International, I believe. They got to make the postseason for him to have a chance. They're playing in their conference tournament right now.
If season ends, it'll be tough to extend that. What's the mascot of Shickley?
Longhorn.
Longhorn. Excellent.
I'll take Nebraska mascots for 1600, Tony.
That's excellent. Deschler.
Dragon.
Okay, I was just trying to. I really don't know one that I think I could throw you.
Clearwater Orchard. Cyclone.
And we did those in Overton.
North Loop Scotia.
Wildcat.
That's right, from his backyard.
Yeah, that's from his backyard.
Keep bringing it, people. Keep bringing it.
Orleans.
They don't have school anymore.
When they did have a school.
Hornets.
They were the Orioles.
Oh, that's Ponca. Right. Holbrook Hornets.
There you
Orleans
go.
Orioles.
That's Ponca. Right.
Ponca Indians. What do you care? What do
can't
you,
stump him.
Stanford.
That doesn't have school.
When they did.
I don't know.
They were the Cardinals. Oxford was the Cardinals. Alma was the Cardinals. Yeah. And Orleans was the Orioles. They love birds down that area.
I didn't say ancient school.
I know, but I'm just trying to throw you a different curveball. You want to go back to the Phil Steele?
Let's do that. Well, before we go to Phil Steele, I want to finish up our Indy 500 talk. Danica Patrick, that seemed to be the interesting prop bet from Mike Perenio. Would you say she's going to finish in the top three? I'd say no way.
No.
I'd say she probably doesn't finish the race.
Yeah, I would think it'd be, you know, for her, I think a top 10 would be a monstrous victory. Top three, no way.
And, Derek, that takes us to our Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull section for today. Ace Hardware in Garden Center and Kearney and Grand Island. If you're spending your whole weekend or your whole day mowing the lawn, what's the point? Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower at Ace and cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver zero-turn rider because the summer's too short to spend it all cutting grass. Here it is. Should we ever allow Daddy to sing on the show again? We should allow Daddy to sing on the show again. Bull or no bull? The statement is we should allow Daddy to sing on the show again. Bull or no bull? Again, reasons I can't take days off from this show is because the following happened on a day when I was gone.
I can see.
This is
you
Daddy.
You were here. The light still shining bright to the sycamore for me. The fresh mown hay and all its fragrance. It's a scene that I can see when I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash in my Indiana home. That's something like that.
Yeah, it's something.
The Wabash.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Wabash going on. Good stuff.
Wow, my ears are starting to bleed. They're starting to bleed. Phil Steele, we've talked about it long enough. Let's take a look at Phil Steele's top 10 collegiate football poll, which most people, I think, respect that as much as any. So let's go with Phil. Number 10.
The Oregon Ducks slide in at number 10. At number 9, a former power making noise again, Randy Shannon's Miami Hurricanes. Number 9.
Wow, really? Really?
Number 8, Lane Kiffin's USC Trojans. Number 7, the Florida Gators. Number 6, Boise State.
Uh-oh. Big Red, Phil Steele, has in the top 5 of the country. How many Big 12 teams do you have in the top 5? 2?
Well, 2 with Nebraska.
Well, yes,
2 with Nebraska.
Okay.
Well, or 3 if you put TCU in there.
Come on. He's got TCU in the top 5. At number 5 is?
Your Nebraska Cornhuskers.
And he's got TCU ahead of him.
Number 4,
so it's
the Horned
TCU,
Frog.
TCU, Nebraska, Boise State. All right, number 3.
Alabama, your defending national champions. Number 2, you got a guess for 2-1?
Well, Texas.
No.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. And, Ohio State. Everybody loves Ohio State.
There you go.
Yeah, Big Ten will be easier.
Oklahoma 1, Ohio State 2. But Nebraska chimes in at number 5 from Phil Steele.
Your thoughts?
Well, you just look at the schedule, and you get the tough teams, you think, on your schedule. Now, at A&M is going to be no joyride with the way the quarterback played against Texas last year. But you look at the Nebraska schedule.
What?
What?
A&M's the 11th game of the year, right?
Well, if you're the top 5 team in the country, you think you're going to go on some run somewhere.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm looking at the teams you got at home. Texas, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado. I mean, Texas and Missouri look to be your toughest games, I think. You get them at home.
My point being, if they do win at Washington, they should be 5-0 when they play Texas, and it doesn't matter where they are in the top 12. If they're 5-0 with a win at Washington, they will probably be ranked in the top 5 by the time they play Texas. Again, all these preseason rankings, I believe, besides talking about it on shows like this, are good for is that if you are high enough, you can get by with a loss and still have a chance to play in a BCS or a national championship game. That's the difference between where you're starting and where you're finishing.
I was just looking for the toughest game, I think, on their schedule. Top to bottom, it's at A&M. At A&M.
You are out of your mind.
With the way Johnson played versus Texas last year on national TV, the numbers he put up, the young players...
They may have a new coach by then. Agree or disagree?
No, they're not going to have a new coach by then. They got their guy right there. They got the strides they made last year, hell no, they're not going to have a new coach by that time.
That'll be like our Bull or Noble for the whole year. Texas A&M is Nebraska's toughest game. We need another hour just to discuss that. I totally disagree with you.
Washington's going to be brutal.
How about at Kansas State? First Big 12 game, Thursday night, national television audience. Bill Snyder did a better job than that what they did at Texas A&M last year.
Not even close.
All right. Some people are saying that. Texas at home is going to be tough.
No, Texas, it's going to be, but you got them at home. That's what I'm saying. You should be able, if you're in the top five in the country, you should hold court at home. Yeah, Washington's going to be brutal. A tough place to play. Going against the number one ranked quarterback in all the land. Granted, I'm just looking down here. I'm thinking back to that Texas game when A&M went up and down the field with Texas and really surprising people. They get all those players back. I think College Station is going to be one of those. It's going to be a real, real tough game for the Huskers.
Let's go to the see Ord Open. I've got email I got to get to. That's how we're ending the month of May's shows. Ord Open coming back. You got anything else you want to talk about? Because when we come back, I got a couple things I want to talk about before we go to break. Celtics. I'm going to tell you what I'm rooting for Orlando. Even I think the Celtics win tonight. God, I hope I'm wrong.
And you're
really, see, that's even better. It's like the reverse psychology reverse. So something's going to happen here.
But you're only rooting for Orlando because I picked the Celtics.
No. I picked Orlando for the series to win it. And then everybody's just throwing them, which, you know, rightly so. You shouldn't lose them both at home and look as horrible as they did. I said it when you score 47 points in an NBA playoff game in three quarters, that's it. The series is over. I mean, you shouldn't even be allowed. I didn't say I didn't want them to win. That's what I wanted. Lakers-Suns, we're going to have a Game 7.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. Suns is an amazing finish. We talked about it earlier. But Artest wouldn't have made that shot again in 50 tries. Turns and throws it up there.
50. That's a lot. A couple other notes. We mentioned
it was remarkable for a guy that's not a shooter to make that shot.
Mentioned it yesterday. Barry Alvarez, former Husker coach, got his start in high school ball at Lexington High School, going into the College Football Hall of Fame. UNK senior thrower Sam Murphy, 17th at the Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships. Today, she and Kylie Peterson throw the shot. That's at 6:30 tonight. Dane Toby throws the shot at 4. He'll throw the discus tomorrow. Marty Molina goes in the triple jump tomorrow. At Hastings, Scott Fritz, the NAIA National Meet going on in Indiana. 3rd in the hammer throw, Brittany Hoynes. 9th, Ronnie Taylor moving into the semifinals of the 400-meter dash, and their 400-meter relay team has also advanced on. So congratulations there. Texas baseball lost again yesterday, 4-2. Weird. This afternoon, Texas A&M, Rob Childress, they're in the finals. God, we should have took him as a coach. Kansas State plays Kansas this afternoon, and Oklahoma Baylor, the winner of that, will play Texas A&M for the Big 12 championship unless something very, very strange happens. They both won their opening round games. And there's plenty of American Legion baseball going on this weekend, so if you're looking for something to do, head to the ballpark. You'll be able to find some baseball going on. When we come back, emails, Ord Open, predictions, and Daddy might sing again back after this.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come see for yourself at the Get Ready for Summer Sale. Now save on all Michelin and Bridgestone tires, plus get free installation with purchase of 4 Michelin tires. That's a $70 value after mail-in rebate. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Life well spent.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans. Good old Roundup Ready. New Roundup Ready to yield. SDS stack. And plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity. 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields. 39R29 for dryland or top irrigated ground. 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
If you've got the itch to ride, then get to Motorsports Sale and Service, where you'll find a great selection of new and used scooter, motorcycles, and ATVs from Yamaha, Suzuki, Honda, and Hyosung. Dirt bikes, sport bikes, go-karts, and Adley 50cc scooters starting at $14.99. They've got four-wheeled work, off-road fun, and open-road adventure like a Hyosung 650 Cruiser for only $6,000. Come see all the great deals at Motorsports Sales and Service, West Highway 30, just past Highway 281, Grand Island.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climbed around 88 for high. Southeast winds will also stay breezy around 12 to 25 miles per hour. Skies then stay clear tonight with a low of 64. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Oh, we're
making it.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hello! Had a 5-minute break, and now we come back, and you got to do that.
Oh.
It's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. How many fish are you going to catch this weekend?
Oh, about 40.
Yeah.
Probably be about two, like I've been catching.
You go to the bait shop and put them in the net there. Well, a guaranteed home run this weekend is by heading to Troutman's Quality Meats for Memorial Grill Weekend. All beef at Troutman's is USDA certified with quality steaks aged minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. USDA certified Angus beef, Troutman's, the best steaks around, plus ground beef and ground chuck. You know, quarter and third pound patties, we know you love steaks, but you're going to have some burgers, you're going to have some brats, the new chili cheese brats, the garlic sausage, beef back ribs, pork back ribs, fresh sausage. It's all right there, all great for grilling. You're going to have a little breakfast. Why not the sausage? Why not fresh from the smokehouse smoked bacon? You're going to want something to wash it down and throw in the cooler. Troutman's has ice-cold beer and a nice selection of domestic and imported wines and beers to choose from all around the state and all around the country. Why not make it even better? Memorial Grill Weekend, Troutman's Quality Meats, located right across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30 in Kearney. If you're rolling into town and you haven't tried Troutman's, pick something up for the kids.
There you go.
Got the sticks. Got the pepperoni sticks. You can get anything. Prime rib, ham, whatever.
I mean, baked beans, potato salad. They've got it all for you. You want some sandwich, they got ham salad for you, already made up. Throw it in the cooler.
You love those beans. You love those beans.
I said boom goes the dynamite.
Don't be bringing some 12-pack cooler, people.
No.
Be bringing the 4-case because you're going to load it up with the best that there is, from steaks, ground beef, brats, sausages. Oh, it's all right there, and it's good for you. At Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox where Tori says the crew is on its way to Ord, wondering where the driving range is and what time Olivia opens. Now, that's an inside joke. Olivia is already open, guys. Just want you to know that. And the driving range, Olivia. It doesn't matter how long you're there. It won't help your game. All right?
I've been
Derek, you got excitement this weekend?
Yeah, not really. Just be hanging around, you know. But interested to watch some Stanley Cup.
You're gonna, and who you got?
I got Chicago. I like Chicago. I think Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews will take that experience that they got from their Olympic experience there, as well as moving all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs here. Two young players, and on top of that, they got a good goalie with Antti Niemi, who's playing really well right now. I like Chicago in six games.
I like Antti Niemi too. First time I've heard his name. I'll be honest with you. But I did pick them, so I'll stick with them.
So you're going to do some fishing. Work on your tan.
I'm certainly going to work on my tan. There's going to be some great UV rays out there. But you got to be careful you don't get windburned at the same time. Moisturization is key this weekend, people. It really is. So
I didn't even have to ask. I knew it was moisturization.
I don't even want to see you out on the boat moistening yourself up. That's not
the best
something.
Is when I'm out of the boat and my buddy Lumpy. And he's not paying attention. It's so great. And he turns around. You just see the look on his face. We were the... I'll get down to just a little...
And you're going to catch Sex in the City 2 this weekend.
No, right? It's not a gay thing. It's just a very, very, apparently a homophobic thing with him that just drives him nuts. But it's kind of fun.
Well, if he's your friend, he should be used to it by now. Hey, let's get out of here. Have a great weekend there, Jim Calhoun. Don't give one dime back, not one penny. Have fun on probation. Now that you've signed that new contract, I guess you can just quit, take your money, and leave Connecticut where they are. UConn getting in a little bit of a trouble today, and they'll be telling you about it here on ESPN more as the weekend progresses. We've got Red Sox Royals. We've got the NBA final or conference finals, Houston and Western, continuing as long as they move. And, oh, boy, I hope we come back with Orlando still alive.
You know what? When we come back, I hope you will reveal your scores from the golf tournament because I think it could be exciting this weekend.
That will be very exciting. That could take part of the program.
What's your goal? What's our goal?
My goal is to still be standing Sunday night.
Woo! Woo!
Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to have a great weekend. Folks, wherever you're at, be safe. Get the designated driver because the boys are out all over trying to ruin your weekend. So don't ruin it yourself. You take care of yourself because we want you back for Tuesday's program here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks to Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay for joining us on the show today. We've got a lot of special guests going to talk some wrestling. Brian Seibert's going to join us from Northwest, where the coaches for the All-Star Duel next week, NBA Finals, NHL Finals.
I'm going to come off the top rope. Give him one of those.
And we'll see if you're eating some crow, among other things, next week on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cord Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Cord with Cord Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt of deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.